La Reforma Prison, San Jose, where many of Costa Rica's toughest criminals are housed, including Tony Max. He's serving 8 years for pimping young girls to tourists. This man put him there. Bruce Harris is the director of a children's charity. He faces death threats. He works under armed guard. Costa Rica in Central America. It's one of many exotic holiday destinations springing up around the globe as cheap flights bring easy travel. Tourism is its number one industry. It's helping lift the country out of poverty. Costa Rica is selling itself as an eco-paradise, a land of rainforests, volcanoes and palm-fringed beaches. But selling yourself as the latest tourist hotspot can come at a heavy price. When Bruce Harris arrived 9 years ago, he found a big problem in paradise. Thousands of children were prey to sex tourists. Stashed away in a disused bathroom at the Institute, in long-forgotten filing cabinets and cardboard boxes, the story of the testing of the Mercury 7 lives on in old records and photographs. In among them is the story that America's space managers tried to bury. As part of the Mercury program, NASA carried out tests on 25 women. More than half, 13, passed all the tests, most with higher marks than the men. They were deemed by the scientists, medical experts, and boffins as more suitable than the men to go into space. Yet within a few months of passing the tests, the women were told they would not be part of the space race, simply because they were women. They were the right stuff, but the wrong sex.